I could give you a 10-step self-care system. I could give you all of the productivity tips and encouragement and resources, but that still wouldn't solve this problem and answer this question of how do we avoid burnout? So today we're talking about burnout, and we're going to get to the root of how we live our life and go through motherhood and do all the things and handle all the things without getting burnt out. You ready? Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So I polled my Instagram audience a while back and I asked, hey, what are some things that you're struggling with? What are some things that you would like to hear? What are some things that we should talk about on the podcast? Let me know so I can help you. And one of the biggest questions I got was, how do you not get burnt out? How do we avoid burnout? And I think that this is kind of the question that we're all facing, if we're honest. We've all been burnt out before. We've all experienced that rundown feeling. And I think if we're honest, we're all wondering, is it really possible to avoid or prevent burnout, especially as a mom with littles at home, when we're in the thick of this season of life? Is it really possible to not get burnt out, to not experience burnout? And if there's anything I've learned, it's that we all, at some point in our lives, face similar struggles. So stuff that you've gone through, I've probably struggled with too, or will at some point. Stuff that I've gone through, you've probably struggled with or will at some point. And I've learned that you're never the only one. Social media can make it feel like everyone else has it so together. Everyone else has got it figured out. Everyone else has the productivity thing figured out. Everyone else knows how to take care of themselves and balance, you know, self-care and time for themselves and keeping their house clean and keeping up on the laundry. And I'm just floundering. But friend, I have faced burnout just like you. The mom that you feel like has it all together, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know what she's facing, what she's experiencing. You don't know if she's barely keeping it together. We all have experienced burnout, but I believe that there's really one thing at the root of this burnout that we feel. And that's this. When I start to face burnout and I start to feel it coming on, I ask myself this. This one question: what is my source? What is my source? What is my source of peace? Where am I finding my worth? Where am I finding my refreshment? What is my source? Is my schedule my source? Is my schedule what I'm relying on to bring me peace? My routine, is my morning routine what I'm expecting to fill my soul with what it needs? Am I looking for peace in the break that I get during nap time? Am I relying on those things to save me from burnout? Because if your peace is riding on the schedule that you've made for yourself, or the routine that you've built, or the self-care system that you've implemented, if your peace is riding on that, you will face burnout every time, because we were never meant to do it in our own strength. It was true in the Bible, and it's true today in your motherhood. The answer to the question, how do I avoid burnout, is simply to stay connected to your source. And you can't be your source. You can't create your source. You know, in the same way that a phone can't charge itself, it needs to be plugged into the right charger. You need to be connected to the right source. And that source is Jesus. that source is the only one who can fill us with what we need, who can bring us the peace that we're longing, the rest that our souls are needing. You know, we burn out when we try and try and try to do it on our own strength. We burn out when we think that our systems and our routines and our schedules and, you know, our habits are going to be the thing that saves us, are going to be the thing that makes us feel any kind of peace or any kind of rest, when that is not the rest that we need. That is not the rest that our souls need. Our soul rest comes from Him and Him alone. And when we're connected to our source, daily, hourly, staying connected to the one who comes in, it's when His, you know, I've heard it said a lot of times, when His super meets our natural, it's that supernatural peace, that supernatural rest that only comes when we stay connected to Jesus, when we stay connected to the Holy Spirit. There is no other way to do motherhood. There is no other way. If you've been here a while, you've probably grasped this by now. I could give you, you know, a 10-step self-care system. I could give you a great morning routine. And those things are helpful when they're in their right place, when they're created to help us and aid us. They are not meant to be the source of peace. They are not meant to be the source of rest. They are not meant to be the place that we find our fulfillment and our refreshment, the refreshment that our souls need. That is not the thing that is going to help us. And I think I see a lot of people, a lot of moms, talk about burnout, and they talk about all these things that you can do to avoid burnout. You know, have a self-care system, take care of yourself, you know, prioritize your needs, journal in the morning, create a daily routine for your chores so you stay on top of things. And those things are great. You know that I am all about that. You know that I am all about routines and rhythms and daily homemaking stuff. Like, I love that stuff. That is my jam. But that is not my source. Those things help me. My source is Jesus. So how do we stay connected? Because I know it's easy to sit here and say, oh, yeah, stay connected to your source and everything will be all good. You know, it might not be all good. You might have hard seasons. You will have hard seasons. But we stay connected. Here are some ways that I stay connected in this busy season of life. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't always read my Bible every single day. But that is not the only way to stay connected. Is it a vital and important part of our Christian walk? And is it where we learn and deepen our relationship with God? Absolutely. I think you need to read your Bible. But I also want to be real that there are some seasons where it's not always feasible to read every single day. And I get that. You know, if you're in a postpartum season, it might be tricky. You know, try reading on your phone or try listening to the Bible. Like, it is difficult. It is difficult to make it a priority. So here are some things that I do in this season of motherhood where we don't always have a lot of time to ourselves. The number one thing that I do is I play worship music in my home. This is how I start most every day. Is I have a worship playlist. I'll link it in the show notes. It's actually public on Spotify. Anyone can listen to it. I update it regularly. So if you want to listen to the same music I listen to, I can link it in the show notes for you. But I play worship music in my home, and this helps set the tone, and it just helps me enter my day with an attitude and a perspective of worship. And I know we just talked about Bible reading, but I will say, I know that it's harder in this season, and you might not, you know, be able to study your Bible as much as maybe you want to. I know for me, I don't always get a chance to study as much as I'd like to. But find a Bible reading rhythm that works for you and just commit to it. You know, maybe it's pulling your Bible out at breakfast and just reading a psalm every day. Or maybe it's pulling your Bible out at nap time. You know, it doesn't always have to be in the morning. The morning can be kind of hard and busy for a lot of families. And so if that doesn't work for you, if getting up early before your kids get up isn't something that works for you, find whatever rhythm works for you. Because I would venture to say that God is less concerned with the time of day, and he's more concerned with you just finding the time, making the time. So make the time. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge myself. Don't make excuses. Make time. You have time. We have time. I have time. A lot of the times when I, you know, go through seasons where I'm not reading my Bible, it's truly because I've been making excuses instead of making time. So let's all make time. Even if it's not studying, even if it's a chapter a day, a proverb a day, a psalm a day, even if it's small, even if it's just listening on the Bible app, find a Bible reading rhythm that works for you and commit to it, because that is going to help you stay connected to your source. Another thing that you can do is you can talk to God throughout your day. You know, we often complicate prayer, but it's really just getting in a habit of talking to your Father. I know a lot of people like to write out their prayers. If you feel like you get distracted when you pray, or you can't really focus very well when you're just praying in your head or praying whisper prayers, maybe try writing out your prayers. Get a prayer journal and try writing out your prayers. I talk to God throughout my day, both in my head and out loud. It's little breath prayers. And it's a habit that has really blessed me. And it's not something that I've always done. And it wasn't always easy to get into the habit of just talking to God throughout my day. And something that I'm working on right now is trying to, you know, I talk to God throughout my day, but I would love to have some more structured prayer time where I can really go deep in prayer. And so I'm working on making the time to go a little deeper in my prayer. And that's something that's been really enjoyable for me. So these are just a few things that might help you stay connected to your source. Play worship music, get your home in an attitude of worship, find a Bible reading rhythm, and it can be with your kids too. You don't always have to read away from your kids. The best way that we can disciple our kids is by showing them. You know, follow me as I follow Christ, right? So don't worry too much about getting time, you know, away from your kids. Like, I know that it's harder to focus, and I know that you might not get as much done, or you might not read as much, but there is value in bringing your kids along with you and watching them, or having them watch you in as you follow Christ, as you pursue him. Because the best thing that we can do, the best way that we can raise kids who love God and who have a heart after him, is to show them what that looks like, to show them what it looks like to pursue Christ on a daily basis. And so don't worry too much about finding time away from your kids. Just make the time. Get in a Bible reading rhythm that works for you and commit to it. So I know I might sound like a broken record, because this is something that I talk about fairly often here on the podcast, staying connected to Jesus, you know, putting him first in our motherhood. But I have experienced high highs and low lows in motherhood. And what I have found to be true time and time again is that Jesus is always the answer. He will always be the answer. Jesus is your source, and he is more than enough for you. He is your sustainer, and he is where you find refreshment and joy. If you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling at the end of your rope, there's good news, because it's at the end of us, at the end of our rope, where we can finally bring ourselves to come to the feet of Jesus and allow him to do what only he can do in us. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and I love how the Message translation puts it. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me." This is Jesus talking. "Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. This isn't just a message from Jesus for people in an easy season of life. This is a call to rest from Jesus for everyone in any season of life. Don't count yourself out of the rest that Jesus offers because you're a busy mom. Because that's exactly where you need to be. He says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. You'll recover your joy. You'll recover your peace. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Do the dishes with me. Discipline your kids with me. Load the washer with me. Clean the floors with me. Clean the toilets with me. Tuck your kids into bed with me. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. If your shoulders feel heavy, if you feel burdened, it is not from God. It is not something that Jesus has laid on you. Give it to him. Lay it at his feet. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. This is the call. This is what Jesus is whispering to your soul today, dear mama. Come to him. Find rest in him. Lay it all at his feet. Amen. God, I thank you for my sister. I pray this Matthew 11 over her today. I just pray that she would find rest in you, that she would come to you and get away with you today. Then you would teach her how to take a real rest. You would walk with her and work with her, be with her in her day-to-day, be with her in her homemaking, in her motherhood, in her parenting. Be with her in it, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you sent us the greatest gift, our friend and helper, that we can call on you at any time, and you come. You are faithful to be with us and draw near to us. God, I pray for rest. I pray for refreshment and renewal. I pray that you would take off the heavy burden and replace it with the free and light burden that you have promised us. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.